Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chaf Tes. We are on Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, and it said, we're in the third line from the bottom. No. Okay, that case was if a woman needs oil, right? If a pregnant woman needs oil, how do you get her the oil? So the Mishnah had a whole bunch of things. So one of the things the Mishnah said was a woman should put it in her hair, and then when she gets to the pregnant woman, she should squeeze it out, and then she get oil without needing to really carry it. It's minimizing carrying. So the Gemara says v'tepiklei mishum schita, but it's schita. You're squeezing out your hair, so you save the carrying problem, but you have schita problems. So Rabba Rav Yosef Darmi Tarvayu ain't schita b'seir. No, they hold there is no such thing as schita when it comes to hair, right? Everyone says, but midrabanan there is. Midrabanan there is. The Ran says that, and the Muki Yosef says that. The Magen Mishnah says that. But midrabanan, it's not considered schita. Fine. Rashi Amar feel tell me yes schita b'seir. Even if it is a problem midrabanan. Mevia la bekli derech se'ira dekama de'efsha l'shenuye mishaninan. You bring it with a kli, in other words, that her hair is considered the, not sure what that means.
So you're carrying the kli in her hair.
You're carrying the kli in her hair. Why? That's abnormal. So anything you can do to reduce the iser of carrying, you do it. Make isur more derabanan. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chaya, a pregnant, Chaya means a pregnant woman. Right? Chaya means a pregnant... Yeah, so in the Gemara's parlance, a chaya means a woman who just gave birth. It could also mean a midwife. Right? It means both. Okay. Calls mancha a kever pasuach, as it calls it a kever. It's not a kever, it's not a grave, it's the opposite of a grave. It's where a baby's born. Funny word to call the uterus of a woman, to call it a kever. That's a funny thing. Anyway, as long as it's open, whatever that means, bein amar tzrichani, whether she says, I need a doctor. Bein lo amar tzrichani, or she says, I don't need, I'm good. Mechal and alas ha-shabbos. Well, mechal ha-shabbos is such a person because they're in a makam sakana. Nistam ha-kever, if it's closed up, bein amar tzrichani, bein lo amar tzrichani, ein mechal and alas ha-shabbos. Well, then, no matter what she says, we're not Machal Shabbos. She's not a Makam Sakana. What are these Gedarim? What does this mean? Ravashi Masnihachi, Marzutra Masnihachi, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Chaya, a woman who had a baby, calls Mancha Kever Pasuach, as long as the Kever is open, Bein Amra Tzrichani, Bein Amra Ein Tzrichani, Machal and Allah Es HaShabbos. We will be Machal Shabbos for her, right? Hol Machlokes is a whole Machlokes. What's the story if the doctor says something different than her? Do you listen to the doctor? Do you listen to her? It's all discussion about that. Nistama kever, if it's already closed up, amra tzrichani mechal alas ha-shabbos, if she says, I still need the doctor. I still don't feel well. So it will be mechal shabbos for such a, right? Lo tzvi amra tzrichani en mechal alas ha-shabbos. That's different than the first one. The first one is no matter what, if it's closed up, no matter what she says, we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos. Here, it depends. If she still says, I don't feel well, we'll listen to her, we'll be Mechal Shabbos. Okay. Amalei Ravina Lomemar, Marzutra Masni Lekula, Ravashi Masni Lechumra. Hilchasa Keman, who do we hold like? Amalei HaMachakir Marzutra, Safek Zafashos Lehakel. Safek Zafashos, we're going to go Lekula. So, okay. Okay.
The Lechumra is about Hilchas Shabbos, not about Hilchas Lekula.
Exactly. That's how it may make it. Because we're machmer in pikuach nefesh, so it ends up being mekel on Hilchas Shabbos.
Right.
Meimisai psichas hakever, this is the question, what does that mean? What does that even mean? Psichas hakever. So Omar Abaya, Misha shateshev al hamashber, from the time she goes to the birthing stool. What does that mean? Nobody knows what that means. Ravuna brei devishua Omar, Misha shadam shoseis fiyorid, when she's bleeding. When she saw blood comes out of there. And the Rishonim have a machlokas, which one of these is first? Which one comes before the other one? Nobody knows what these things really are. Farmulei, Misha Shechav Roseh, no so big agapeha. It comes to a point where she can't really walk by herself. She needs someone to help her walk. The Taz says that this is for sure after the other two. So, whatever that means. How the modern poskim made decisions about this, I don't know. But these are very, very vague guidelines. They're very vague terms, very vague ideas. I'm not sure what halach is, halach
olamaisa.
I think it's either one. Admasai p'tichas hakever. How long does it last? How long does this last? That she will be b'chal Shabbos? Okay, so she had a baby, or she's about to have a baby. How long will it last? So Amar Abaya shlosh yam, 3 days. Rava Amar Mishmeid Rav Yehuda, Shiva, 7 days. V'amri la shloshim. Others say 30 days. Amri Nahardoi, Chaya, there's a halacha about a Chaya, Gimel Zayin V'lamed. 3, 7, and 30. What does that mean? Gimel, the first 3 days, or during these 3 days, Bein Amr Tzvichani, Bein Amr Lo Tzvichani, Mechal and Aleh Asa Shabbos. First 3 days, no matter what she says, we don't care what she says, I'm fine, I'm excellent. No, we'll Mechal Shabbos for her. Right? She gives birth on a Friday, you Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos for her. Zion, 7 days later, Amra Tzvichani Mechal and Aleh Asa Shabbos, if she says, I need a light on or something, whatever, we'll Mechal Shabbos. Amr lo tzvichani ein mechal in the last Shabbos. If she doesn't say anything, they're not going to do mechal Shabbos on our own initiative. That we're not going to do. Lamed, 30 days. Afilu amr tzvichani, even if you say she needs it, ein mechal in the last Shabbos, we will not be mechal Shabbos. Aval osin oso al yedei arai. Aramai. But we will do it through a goy b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. Of a goy. She has to go to medicine. So let her go and drive to the pharmacy. You don't have to go yourself. During the first 3 days, you go yourself. During the next 7 days, if you have to go yourself, then now you don't have to go yourself. 30 days, you have to share the baby. She's not makan takana anymore, really. So
7
to 30 days. Okay. So this is the 27th day.
Is there a reason why they use Lashon Hara or Nachri or Akum?
I don't know. It's a good question. No. I feel like I'm going to die. So we said yesterday, when a woman, Tosfos made a very good point. Tosfos asked, when it comes to Yom Kippur, you have to go to the doctor. Can you eat on Yom Kippur? You have to go to the doctor. And when it comes to a woman, whatever she says. What do you mean whatever she says? What's going on here? So the answer is, because this is an emotional factor here. On Yom Kippur, the question is someone not going to eat, they're going to die? Most people will not die. Most people won't die if they don't eat for a day. They're not going to feel well, they're going to be sick, they have a headache, they're not going to die from hunger from one day. So, what's the pshat? Go to the doctor, we'll talk about the doctor. Okay, the guy has a heart condition, and the guy has this condition, that condition. They do have to eat, they can't go 24 hours without eating, it's mamash going to be a pekuach nefesh. You need a doctor for that. Here, a lot of it's emotional. And because since it's emotional, it's a different standard. And the standard is, what does she feel? Okay, so, because of Ramnuna. That's from Ramnuna. Davar she'ein bo sakana, if something's not a sakana, not a sakana. It's 3 weeks after she had a baby. It's a sakana. Not a sakana. Omer lo nachri ve'osei. Go have the guy do it. Rashi says a fascinating line. It's the third line on top, all the way on top. Rashi says, chole, it's a chole, shim lo yasa lo refua zu. If you don't do this medicine, you don't get this medicine, in mesukun lamus, not going to die. Mikol makom, nevertheless, tarachula. She still needs it. So what does that mean? What does that mean? She's not going to die, but she still needs it. So, the Beis Yosef says that. What did he say over here? That we're not even talking about a chola she ain bo sakana. It could be a chola she yesh bo sakana, right? But this medicine's not going to make her. Is a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Someone who's in a very, very serious condition. And what's going to happen if they don't get this medicine? They're going to die? No. They're not going to die. They're a life-threatening situation. Woman's having a baby. It's considered a chol sheyesh bo sakana. And what if she doesn't get that certain medicine? She's going to die? What happened before that medicine was invented? Every woman who had a baby died? No, of course not. So, just because you're in a chol sheyesh bo sakana doesn't mean everything. So they have the guy do it. That's what Rashi says. Right? If not going to die, she still needs the medicine. No? Does it make sense? Does it make more sense now?
And the fact that she's a
I understand. So, I understand. Exactly.
I think what Mr. Schiffer is saying makes sense. That maybe normally that you would say that somebody who has a 0.45%, we don't hear, even if it's a minuscule chance, this thing called Kolosh by Sakana says, okay, we listen to the extreme, we take into
right.
account the smallest possibility that something could go wrong.
Yeah. Right, you give them Tylenol, so it's not going to save their life, but it's something that they need.
Right.
That takes something else into account. Constantly water, we believe that the mind on body
right.
Every time they have somebody that dies inside the water, they
right. 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 The mind affected the body.
Exactly.
Right. It's,
I think there's also the fact that the knowledge of medicine was that they knew that it wouldn't affect the life situation, but they didn't know what the long-term effects of not treating it.
I hear. Right, so it's a whole... Okay, fine. We'll leave it at that. This is not a Gemara that you can learn in 5 minutes. You got to do that with halacha lemaisa. Okay. Most of the stuff now is going to be a karta. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. L'chaya l'amad yom. Then we said 30 days. L'ay halachasa, regarding what halacha is that? What 30 days? So, Amar Nahardai l'tfila. That going to the mikvah. What about going to the mikvah? So, Amar Rava, that she shouldn't go to the mikvah, right? Right. After 30 days, after she has a baby, she still shouldn't go to the mikveh because the mikveh was cold. And she's not 100% back to herself. Mikveh, don't go to the mikveh yet. Listen to this Gemara. Amar Rav Alomar Ela She'ein Ba'al Ima. It's only if the husband's not around. Avol Ba'al Ima, Ba'al Mechamma. But if the husband's around, then even if she went to the mikveh, it's cold. When she goes back, the husband will warm her up. So it's okay. She's not going to be sick. If the husband's out of town for 3 months, then Takashi shouldn't go. Because it's cold and she's not 100%, so she shouldn't go. Don't have to put yourself in such a thing to be cold like that. If the husband's around, he'll warm her up afterwards. It's a good question. How's she going anyway? Yeah. Kihad the brate the Rav Chista Tavla begat Tlatsin Yom and Shlobef Nei Bayalav Itzdenis it's the nice right the daughter of Rav Chista who was married to Rava, the daughter of Rav Chista went to the mikvah. Rava wasn't around. And she was sick. She got sickly from it because she was not her 100% yet, right? So the amtu la arse basre the Rava lepumpatisa. So they go around to get Rava to come home to warm her up, right? Yeah. Okay. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel osin medura lechaya b'Shabbos. You can make a fire for chaya on Shabbos, right? So bimos we can read the parentheses or not read them. Bimos hakshamim in the winter. Safimene l'chay in l'chol lo. We're going to read this Gemara again. For a chay yes. For someone to salve the sick person not. Bimos hakshamim in. Bimos hakham lo. Right. Velohi it's not true. Lo shana chay. Lo shana chola. Doesn't make a difference if it's a chay or a different kind of chola. Lo shana bimos hakshamim. Lo shana bimos hakham. Mid itmar. Doesn't make a difference if it's summer or winter. It doesn't make a difference what kind of sick person. Any sick person. Amar v'chibar avin amar shmuel. Hek is dam. If someone gives blood, then it's tanein, and it got cold. Os lo madura afilu b'tukuvas tamuz. Even on a day like today where it's going to be 90 degrees. Right? Even in the middle of tamuz, middle of summer. Someone feels cold, you give them a fire, warm them up. Shmuel tzolchula tekachta b'shaga. Shmuel threw the chair into a fire to make them, to give them any wood. So threw a chair in to give fire for someone who had blood. Right? Rashi says, Lo matzu eitzim muchanim lehesik biyom hakaza. They couldn't find any wood on a day that somebody gave blood. So, v'nave v'kavu, v'tziv v'kavu kisei shel tadayar shum u'la b'damim. A very expensive chair they threw into the fire to make a fire for somebody who didn't have any wood. They threw an expensive chair in. Rav Yehuda tzolchule pesura diona. He threw in a table. L'rabba tzolchule sharshifa. Rabba threw in a bench. Amalei Abaya L'Rabba V'Ka'avar Mar Mishum Bal Tashchis. What do you mean? It's Bal Tashchis. Wasting a bench. So Amalei Bal Tashchis D'Gufei Adifli. Bal Tashchis on my body. Bal Tashchis on me. What do you mean Bal Tashchis on the chair? Bal Tashchis on me. I'm going to get sick. Right? That's not Bal Tashchis.
Is this Shabbos or not Shabbos?
No, not Shabbos.
Stam.
Stam. Right? Okay. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, L'olam yimkar adam karos beso, you should even tell the beams of your house, v'ikach man olam l'raglav, to buy shoes. Shoes are important. Hikizdam, ve'en lama yochal, if you bloodlet, you don't have what to eat, yimkar man olam shabraglav, then sell your shoes, v'yaspiku mehem tarchet suda. And the Lord gives us what to eat. My tarchet suda, what's tarchet suda? Rav Amar Basar, Shmuel Amar Yayin. Rav Amar Basar, it's flesh, nafsha chalaf nafsha. Flesh for the flesh. Right? You bloodlet, you're a weaker person. Shmuel Amar Yayin, sumka chalaf sumka. The red will replace the red. You let blood out, bring wine in, the red replenishes the red. The first one said, the meat replenishes the meat. Okay?
You have shoes in the camps you
what? Yeah. Simon Shinimsar. Shmuel, Biyomada of that word Shinimsar is the letters of all the rabbis that are coming up in the Gemara. Shmuel, that's where the Shin is Shmuel. Shmuel Biyomada Avid Milsa, on a day that he bloodlet, Avdile Tavshila de Tichali. They gave him some kind of tchol is spleen. It's apparently it's red, and that's what Shmuel said, red for red. So they gave him spleen. Rav Yochanan Shasi Adnafik Tehe Tihya Meune. He drank so much that the liquid was coming out of his ears. Rav Nachman Shasi Ade Kafi Tachle. Until his spleen was floating. That's how much liquid he had in his body. Rav Yosef Shasi Adnafak Meirichva De Korsilisa. That the place of the needle, he drank so much that it was coming out of that hole. But they made the needle, so that's where it's coming out from so much. I think this all might be an exaggeration. Rava Mahader, not an exaggeration, a mashal. Exactly. Rava Mahader, Achamra Bar Tlase Tarfi. Rava used to go look for wine that was 3 years old. Amluhu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lerabonin, Bamdusim Yilaychu, I ask you, Biyomada Hakaza, on a day that I let blood, Amru lebeisaychu Nachman ikla legabon. Tell them Nachman's coming. Fikulu arume asire bar meha arma adishari. All trickery is usher, but this trickery is mutter. What's the trickery? Manda avid milsa. Someone went to get blood. Velo efshar le
You can't find wine.
Velo efshar le. He doesn't have any wine or anything to drink. So listen to this. Lishkal Zuza Mika, take a bad coin, one bad coin you have, but you don't have enough money to buy real good wine. So what do? Take a bad coin, Faleza Leshev Chanusa, and go to the store. And apparently at the store, you could taste the wine. So go to every wine store and taste all the wine. Bring your bad coin with you, so they think you're going to buy. Say, can I taste that one? Sure, have a taste. Take a tip. You know what, it's not for me. Go to the next store, so you have your coins, are you ready to buy? Can I have a taste? Yeah, sure, have a taste. It's not for me. And go to every store and you can do that. And it's not, even though it's trickery, it's mother trickery. One minute. Ad toyim shir reviyasa. Until you have a shir of a reviyas. Right? It's not gneivas das. Why is it not gneivas das? So the who says it? The achronim say over here, really, you would have paid with that bad coin. But they don't want it. So you didn't do anything wrong. They're mochel, right? It's not stealing either because he said it's not stealing either because every chenveni had the right afterward to send him a bill.
What?
To send him a bill. Oh. I can send you a bill. You took some of my wine. I'll send you a bill. Yeah, I thought you'd buy it right up front. Then I was going to include it in the price. But you walked out, so I'll send you a bill. They had a right to do that. They didn't have to do it. They had a right to do it, so it wasn't gzeila. It's trickery. The Gemara calls it trickery, but it's mutter.
So why didn't he need a bad coin?
Because to show that he was going to buy. But they don't want that bad coin.
You go into a store and you're able to change in your pocket and the person thinks you're going to spend the money.
Exactly.
Why did you have a good coin? What's the difference?
He didn't have a good coin. He didn't have. He didn't have.
Isn't that a lot that you can't even go into a store and ask someone to see something?
Yeah, he's had that. No intention
of buying. So first of all, he did have intention of buying. He just didn't have the money. And they'll send him a bill afterwards. So when he has the money, he'll pay it back. Exactly. You offer him the coin. Hey, I'll pay. You know what? You want to just try it. If you like it, we'll figure out how you're going to pay. Oh, you know what? I don't like it anyway. Okay, good. So leave my store, please.
What do you say I want to buy and you give it the last coin?
To eat low, and if you can't do this, lechol shev tamari akum to eat 7 black dates. Veleshev mishcha bitzide, and put the oil on your forehead. Vinigni bishimsha, go out into the sun. Avlate was a non-Jew. Ashkechelish was above the Shmuel. The gani bishimsha, he was getting a suntan. Amale chakima dihudai bisha mi chakima dihudai bisha, right? Bisha mi havetava. Is it good or bad what you're doing? Amalei yomal dahakazahu. Right? It's a day that I let blood, so that's why I'm in the sun. Because it restores you. Falohi, that wasn't true. Ela ikka yomad demali be shimsha kuli shata yomad denaflabe betukufas tamuz. That there's one day in the year, which is the middle of Tamuz, which is the best day to let blood, and that's the day that it was. Vesavar lo agali. I don't have to tell this guy what about that milah. He said, "Go ahead. I don't have to let him know that." So I just told him, "I'm getting a suntan." Okay. Hekel beruach taime shoha simen. Ravu Shmuel darmit avayu. Kol hamekel basudas akazus dam. If anyone's mekel in this, mekel lo menazanos of min hashemayim. They mekel in shemayim from him. Hashem's mekel on him. What does that mean? Omer Hashem hu al chayev lo chas. He doesn't even care about his own health. I should have machmonos on this guy. I should be healthy. I should treat him healthy. He doesn't care about his own health. I should have my way for him. Rav Shmuel Dami Tarvayu, Hai Man the Ovid Milsa. If someone lets blood, Lo Leisev Hecha Dekarach Zika. Don't sit where you let the blood out. Dilma Shafi Le Umna. Maybe he took out too much blood. U mokim le arbe esar, right? What does that mean? And you'll have only a lurvius of blood left in you. It took out almost all the blood. The asi zika, the wind's gonna come. The shaf, and it'll somehow get more blood out of you. Minei vasel de sakana. That could be a sakana. Shmuel have a ragel v'avid milsa bebesa deshav lebena v'aricha. He used to only let blood. He used to only be in a room that had a very thick walls, brick and a half thick walls. That's very thick. Then he'd go to such a room. He'd sit in there all day, right? Yom Echad, one day, he was in that room. The Argish Benashe, and he felt a little weak. Badak, and he saw the Chaser Chad Aricha. He saw they removed some of the bricks were removed. They shaved off the wall, and he felt it.
The wind,
right? Rav Shmuel Damar Tavayu, Haiman the Ovid Milsa, if someone let blood, Lito Midi, let him drink a little bit, Vahadar Lepuk, and then you can go outside. Dilo Tom Midi, if you don't do that, Ipaga Beshiv Vishikhva, if you bump into a corpse, your Apsi, you'll turn green. Pug Ipagab Mande Katal Nafshe, if you bump into a murderer, miss, you're gonna die. Ipaga Davaracher, if you bump into a pig, kashal davaracher, you're gonna get saras. Rav Shmuel Damar Tavayu, Haiman da Avid Milsa. If anyone goes to the let's blood, Haiman da Avid Milsa, Lisha, pause a little bit, Porta a little bit, Fahazalekum, and then go, don't just jump out of the minute it's over, you jump out of the seat and go back to work. No, pause a little bit. Damar Mar, Hey Dvar Makriven Lamisa Yosem and Achaim. There are 5 things you could do that are bring you closer to death and closer to life. Velo, and here they are. Ochal v'amad, eat and get up right away. Shasa v'amad, drink and get up right away. Yoshan v'amad, sleep and get up right away. Hikiz dam v'amad, let blood and get up right away. And number 5 is Shemish Mitasa v'amad, be with your wife and then get up right away. Amar Shmuel, Pursa, what did I write here? Pursa? I wrote, the time to let blood is the damya, pursa damya, called tlas and yomen. Don't let blood more than once every 30 days. Ubein aprakim, and in between those times, yemayit. You should have less activity. Ubein aprakim, yachzev yemayit. And then bein aprakim again, have less activity. Vamar Shmuel, pursa dadama, the only days you should let blood is chad b'shabsa, Sundays, Arba'a, Wednesdays, Umale Shabsa, and Shabsa is Fridays. Alvosheni v'chalmishi lo, but not Mondays and Thursdays. To Amar Mar, Mar said, Mishi yeshlo schus avos, if someone has schus avos, yakiz dam, v'sheni v'chamishi, only someone has schus avos, he can go on a Monday and a Thursday, shebezen shalmaila, v'shalmata, shavin ke'echad. When bezen of maila and bezen of mata are the same, that's when you can go,
they're both in session,
right. So in other words, it's a scary thing to do, because nobody wants to be in the spotlight when the bezin's in session. So when the bezin's in session, don't go Mondays and Thursdays. You think you have some chuzavos, then you can risk it. Otherwise, don't bother. Go the other days of the week.
Why did they blood that back then? For what disease?
They thought it was healthy.
For just prophylactically?
What?
The tree of disease, you don't know.
It's like an oil change.
Exactly.
It's general health.
The
Sfasemes asks.
The
Sfasemes asks. 1 second. Mondays and Thursdays are called Yimei Ratzon. That's how we have more Tachnon on Mondays and Thursdays. What do you mean it's a scary day when Bezin's in session? And you know what he answers? Tzarech Iyun. Doesn't have an answer.
Isn't it the fact that by bloodletting, you're taking your health into your own hands when we should have a mood that Hashem could be?
No, it's just the opposite. We just read a Gemara where it said, Hashem said, you don't care about your health. I should care about your health. You have a shtadlus to do.
Okay.
Right? So you don't go out with a coat when it's cold. Well, I shouldn't get the flu. Right? You shouldn't get sick. What are you doing? You have to care of yourself. Now, it's up to Hashem. Right? It's up to Hashem.
No.
Right? But you still got to take care of yourself. You have a duty to take care of yourself. We just read that Gemara.
Yep.
Okay. I don't have an answer to it. Sassanis couldn't answer it. I'm not going to answer it. So what's the story with Mondays and Thursdays? Is it good days or bad days? Right? Okay. Where am I up to? Betulasa b'shabbos in my time below. What about Tuesdays? What's wrong with Tuesdays? The answer is mishum dekaimala madim b'zavoy, because there's a rotation of a constellations, and one of them is called madim, which is red. It's a constellation, and on Tuesdays, the constellation of red, it never changes. So it doesn't go by Shkia. It doesn't go by anything. It goes by Madim Bezivoy. It goes by, just, it keeps on rotating. So every Tuesday, it's always going to fall out that Madim is on an even hour. And even numbers are scary numbers. And therefore, don't do it on Tuesdays. Right, Rashi says, Shemazel Madim, the mazel of Madim, which is Mars, Meshamesh Bo Beshat Zugos, falls out on an even number. Umazel Madim Mamuna Al HaCherev, it's the one that's in charge of Cherev, V'Al HaDever, V'Al Peronios, right? V'Hazugos Kushin Shehen Rishus L'Shedim. Those are bad hours, the Shedim are in charge. K'da Amar B'Psachim V'Al Peronios Muchanin. Okay? Yeah. Okay. And therefore, even though it's only that 1 hour, they made it zero the whole Tuesday. Okay? Now the Gemara says, 1 second. Male Shabza Naima Kami Bezivi. But on Friday it also happens. When does it happen? You know when it happens? Happens from the hour of 6 to 7, which is why many people have a minhag not to make kiddush between the hours of 6 and 7 on Fridays. So sometimes in the winter it's a problem. If you mock with this, I try to do it before 6. I'm not waiting an hour. I come home at 6:05, I'm not waiting an hour. But if I can, if I'm home 5 to 6, I'll rush to make Kiddush. So I do it before 6. You know, in the real winter. Because of this Gemara.
It's not Shosmani.
It's not Shosmani. It doesn't do with Shkia. It goes with hours. It's a funny thing, because we never do that. We never do that. It's always... What?
The postal, they do that. They end of shul.
In what?
Friday night, they delay the end of shul.
Because of this. Some Hasidim are makbar on this. Some Hasidim are makbar on it.
The Balik rabbi who holds like this, but he will make Kiddush on white wine.
Interesting.
It reflects the same sort of thinking.
That's interesting. So anyway...
It's not very worried.
What? It's in the Gemara.
That doesn't mean.
So the Gemara says, so what's the problem with Fridays? Ah! Kibbutz Adashi Be Rabim Sharma Psalm Hashem. Since everybody does it, so Hashem guards the foolish. Or when do you say that principle? When don't you? That's not for now. That's not for now. But the Gemara says it a few times. What? Exactly, exactly. No, where Moshe used that thing for smoking. Everyone does it, so it's okay. That's what Moshe said.
Right?
What? Yeah. Right, so he says over here in the footnote, in the Pri Asad, that says, we only say this principle when there's something good coming out of it and also something scary. So bloodletting was considered a good thing. It was considered something for health. Okay, at that hour, it's dangerous because of some, as Mati says, some dakimori, some funny thing. So at that hour, so you know what? It's okay. The benefit, but if it's not something that does a seguli thing at all, like, you know, doing something dangerous, I'll go run in traffic. That doesn't work. Okay. Amar Shmuel, Dalid, listen to this. Dalid, a Wednesday, Duhu Dalid, it's the fourth day of the month. Dalid Duhu Arbeta, the 14th day of the month. Dalid Duhu Eshenvar, the 24th day of the month. Dalid, Deleka Arba Basrei, and there's no other Wednesday, it's the last Wednesday of the month. Yeah, exactly. The last Wednesday of the month, that's Sakanta. Doing bloodletting on that day is a Sakana. Rosh Chodesh, Visheni Lo, or the second day, Chulshi will become weaker. Shlishi Lo, Sakana. The third day of the month is a Sakana. Mali Yom Tova, on Erev Yontif, Chulsha, it makes you weak. Mali Yom Da'atzarta, Sakanta. If you have bloodlet on Erev Shavuos, it makes you, it's a Sakana. And this is brought down lahalach in Shulchan Aruch. Gazru Rabbanan Akuli Mala Yomatava Mishum Yomatava Da'ateres. So they go there every Erev Yontif because of the Yontif of Shavuos. The Nafak Bezika Vishmat Tavuach. Some damage happens. Some shade. The Ilo Kiblu Yisrael Torah Havetavach Luhul Lebasar Lodemayo. And if not for the fact that there was Kabbalah Torah, everybody would have died. Would have been very, very serious. The Rabbi told me the Shaila came up on this year because they were doing COVID testing. And they're taking blood. Can you go Erev Shavuos?
That's not bloodletting.
It's taking blood. So all things being equal, if it's a sakana, and if someone needs to know, and they're very sick, if it's not Shaila. If it could wait till after Shavuos, why do Badafka Erev Shavuos? The one day of the year that the Gemara says, don't do it. That's the day you should go do it. The one day of the year the Gemara said not to do it. Erev Shavuos. Big Shaila.
Right, but that's not drawing blood. It took a lot of blood out of you, not just one teaspoon.
What's the difference?
One,
what's the difference if it's a teaspoon or the...
And a pint, and 2 pints.
Right? It's interesting. Shaila, who think, you know? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Achal chita vehikiz dam, lo ikiz el osa chita. If you eat wheat and then take blood, what comes out? The wheat. V'hachinami l'refua, aval... V'hachinami l'refua, aval akule mekel. It makes you lighter.
Hikiz...
Hikiz dam, makiz dam, if someone lets blood, shtiyah la'alter, you should drink right away. Achila al-chatzimil, eat for the time it takes to walk al-chatzimil. Ibailu, shtiyah la'alter mali, drinking right away is good. Avol basa machi kashi, and after that it's bad. Oh, dilma, alo kashi v'lo mali, after that it doesn't make a difference. Take away, I don't know. Ibailu, achila al-chatzimil, you should eat for the time it takes to walk a half a mil, which is 9 minutes. Before that and after that is bad. It doesn't make a difference. Teku, we don't know. Machriz Rav. Maya Kari Bezuza. 100 Kari. Kari is a gourd. Bezuza. It's so cheap, even 100 of them you shouldn't even pay for a Zuz. such bad, so bad. Mea reishi b'zuz, 100 heads for a zuz. Mea shefami v'lo klum, 100 lips of an animal, that's not worth a thing. Amar Yosef, kevina be'rav, huna, when I was huna, yom de'pagmi be'rabanan, it was a certain day that it was a certain day when no one came to shear. Amri ha'idna yom de'shefami hu, v'lo yad de'mai kamri, it said it's a day of lips. Made them lazy, made them weak, no one knew what he was talking about. Because they ate the lips, and it's such a cheap meat, made everyone lazy, they didn't want to come. Then we say, v'kasharu natabur, and you can tie the umbilical cord. Tanarabanan, k'sharu natabur, you can tie it. Rabbi Yossi Omar, af chotan, you can even cut it. V'tom din hashilya, you can tie the, bury the shilya, k'dei shelo yicham havlad. So the vlad should be warm. Amr of Shir Ben Gamliel, but also Malachim Tmonos b'Safon Shal Shemen. They would put it in different jugs of oil. But also Shirim b'Safugin Shal Temer. The rich people would put it in Temer is cotton. But also Aniim b'Muchin in different kinds of cheaper materials. Amr of Nachman, Amr Rav Bar Avua, Amr Rav Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Amr of Nachman, Amr Rav Bar Avua, Amr of Rav Modim Chacham Al Rabbi Yosi v'Taber Shal Shnei Tinokos Shechotchen. If it's two of them, you can tie them. My taima, demnachi adadi, because they can get entangled. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav Ravuah, Amar of Rav, Kol Amar Parshas Tochacha, Ozen L'chayev B'Shabbos. Whatever it says in a certain parak in Yecheskel, talking about the Tochacha of Eretz Yisrael, Rishalayim, that parak, whatever it says in there, that's what you can do for a woman that just had a baby. So it says Shinemar, it says Umalatiicha B'Yom Havladas, the day that they had a baby, Ozcha V'lo Karas. Shrach, b'mayim lo rachatsa l'mishi, ha'melech lo m'lachta, v'rachatsa lo chatalta, u'melaraticha b'yom havalda, mikan, so what do you see from here from all these psukim? Shemiyaldim es havlad b'shabbos, you can help a woman have a baby on Shabbos, lo karas shrach, mikan shechotchen atab b'shabbos, you see from here you cut the umbilical cord, b'mayim lo rachatsa l'mishi, mikan shechotchen havlad b'shabbos, you can wash the baby on Shabbos, you can put salt on the baby on Shabbos. Somehow that was some good thing. You can swaddle the baby on Shabbos. You can do all those things for the baby. Okay? Hajin alach mafanin, hajin alach mafanin, hajin alach mafanin. And tomorrow we start the new perek. Everyone have a good day.